Hi, my name is Crystal Clark. My MA number is 435-064. I'm in WAC. First off, I want to thank everyone who's been writing me and getting in touch with me. I really appreciate it. There's been a lot of people from all over the world been writing me. I really appreciate it. I share it with the ladies. We are happy. And thank God for the radio station. I will not stop calling it. Even if I had to go another way, I would not. I'm still sick. I'm really not doing good. My health, they just let me sit here and suffer. My feet turn blue and black. Like, I'm not, my hands is pink. And I'm asking them, like, what is it going to take for me to die? They lied about 2016, 2022. They put me in a room, made me stay 4.5 hours, hid me from the attorneys in Lansing. And then I get a paper, they write and said that they gave me food, medicine, all this stuff. They lied and said on paperwork, and if cameras can prove this, they don't even have enough food to feed us. They feeding us raw these potatoes. It's all, this kitchen is disgusting. Like, I'm, every time I go, I get sick. I get harassed by Sergeant Walker. Every time this man see me, he gets talked to me like I'm just a black slave or something. And I'm not racist. This man, it's a lot of racism going on in here. I'd be scared to even go to the trial hall because he threatened me, hollering at me. It's unstoppable. I can't talk to the warden, can't talk to the deputies and none of them, because every time they see me and they know who Crystal Clark is, they don't want to do nothing. They just, oh, okay, okay. They acting like they fixing on stuff outside. But what about the inside? We living in this defective, stinking, molded water that we shower in, and they making us shower in cold waters because they don't want the mold to come up like it is. It's already too late for this. Our rooms, we can barely breathe in there. I get headaches. I'm swollen up still. I'm trying to get help. No one is hearing me. They don't care. They trying to act like nothing is wrong, like I'm mental or crazy. Like, and they downplaying this. They all working together. They do their walkthrough. They know exactly what's going on. They get the inmates to get out here and plant flowers so it can look good. What about us, ma'am? And then the government, you want a second chance? You want our families and people out there to vote for you, and you ain't even trying to help us and let us go? We deserve to go home. And some people here innocent, just like I am. I got railroaded by a racist judge and prosecutor. Ain't nobody doing that. And we living in this stuff? And we living in here? Man, they treating us wrong. Like, it's wrong. It's terrible. Like I said, the people who do try to help us, they get in trouble for helping us, doing their job, because they want them all to be crooked. His doctor is so sad. She ain't saw me yet. Just antibiotics after antibiotics. No, nothing. It's trying to send me to the hospital with my skin changing like this. My eyesight leaving like this. I'm swollen up, getting hives all over my body every time I get. Man, this is crazy. I guess they want me to fall, but I will not stop fighting. I will raise my voice, whatever I have to do to help all us, the ones can't help themselves. These people need to go home. Y'all just holding us. I'm speaking my voice. So they always gonna attack me. I don't care. This is not right. I want my life back. At least help me get well. No one is trying to. They want to downplay like nothing is wrong. It's sad. You can barely, because they won't connect your cause. They think we stupid, like we don't know what they're doing. Because they doing this and then messing with our J-Pays, it's fiddle. They're not trying to help us. They're trying to kill us. And that's what they're doing. They are killing us. We got to use bathrooms, blood, feces, because they ain't taking care of these older people, because they don't know how to take care of themselves. They bring these old people food, hard food they can't even eat. We got to go eat the same thing. Like, this is ridiculous. But I thank y'all so much, so, so much. I'm so happy to talk to someone. I really appreciate y'all, and thank you so much.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.